When working with sick cattle, there are many times where we have to do procedures that involve, that will involve controlling the animal's head. We often use a halter to control the animal's head so that we may administer certain medications intravenously or take blood or do a more thorough examination. These cattle can be quite aggressive with their heads and toss them around, and that becomes very dangerous. If you do not have a halter to place on the cow's head to secure her head, what you could use is a pair of nose tongs that I have here. These nose tongs work in a way that when you open the nose tongs, each end here, that's a smooth round metal ball, will fit into each nostril. Once they're in the nostril, we close down on the handles. You can see we do not make contact, so we don't cause any blunt trauma to the nasal septum, but the pressure that is applied to the nasal septum usually makes the cow very calm. She resists moving, and therefore we can control her head and get certain procedures done. For these nose tongs, once the handles are closed, we can use the chain with its loops to place over the little side handle to hold it in place so that the nose tongs don't accidentally open and release the cow. So I will demonstrate now placing nose tongs and securing the cow's head so we can perform a procedure by placing a needle in the vein. So the first thing you want to do is approach the cow's head with confidence, but you want to make sure when you handle her head, you're very close to her head and you take really solid control of the animal's head, okay? Balance yourself well, take very good control, and squeeze down really nicely so that she knows that you're in control. Then we're going to open up the nose tongs and we're going to place them in place and we're going to clamp down. Once the nose tongs are in place, we secure the chain into the little holding area, and then we can actually take her head off to the side to secure her head, around and off to the side, and up high, and tie her head off to the side. And that's how we would place the nose tongs and secure her head to the side. You can see this cow is in control now. She was reluctant to move or pivot her head or toss her head around, and that gives you advantage to do different procedures. Okay. Okay, ready? Sometimes whenever we have to secure their heads, we need to administer certain medication intravenously. We like to use a 14-gauge 2-inch needle and place it into the jugular vein. So what I will demonstrate now is identification of the jugular vein, which we do by placing our four fingers in the jugular furrow and allowing the jugular vein to distend. It can get quite large and obvious, as we see in this cow. This nice little tubular structure here, we can palpate it also to identify that that's the jugular vein. We have general tension there. If we release, we can see that it gets smaller and disappears from us. If we hold off again, it'll get quite large. When we're ready to place the needle into the jugular vein, there's a few important things that can be very helpful in getting this done. One is, when you're ready to place the needle through the skin, you cannot have the needle make any contact to the skin without you proceeding quickly. If you lay the needle onto the skin, it's very sharp. She will sense that and have a very negative reaction, and you may lose your spot where you need to place the needle. The second thing is that we try to go at a slight angle, less than 90 degrees, maybe 40 or 30 degree angle, into the jugular vein. And the third little helpful hint is the skin is quite thick and it takes a lot of effort to get it through. So what I do is I throw it in very quickly and penetrate the jugular vein very quickly. So I will demonstrate that now. As I hold off, I can see the jugular vein very distended at a slight angle. Right there, throw your needle in place like that. Even though you may have went through the jugular, you can back up. You're in the jugular now. You can slide it down till the needle of the hub is all the way against the skin and you got a steady flow of blood. Then you can release. The pressure of the jugular is not so high that it will constantly have a stream of blood, maybe just dribbles. You can connect your administration devices or syringes or what you need to administer small volumes of fluids or medication. Once you're finished, then you just proceed by removing the needle out of the cow's skin and jugular vein.